If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
Who cares? Said the governor. Well, a lot of people cared, and a lot of people were lied to. And then the federal government was lied to, and the public were lied to, and victims' families were lied to. And this is why Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim decided to tell the truth about a phone call he got from Governor Cuomo last week saying that he would destroy him if he didn't change his tune on what has happened. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you with us. As I mentioned, Morgan Peckma is a journalist, and he is also a very talented documentary filmmaker. A couple of his works I've really had a great appreciation for, and even one on a subject that I'm not very fond of. I'm not a big fan of Roger Stone, but I found Morgan's documentary about Roger compelling viewing, and I would encourage everyone to watch it and to observe it for himself. And Morgan, by the way, I think you need to do an update to that. Because, as you know, after Mr. Stone went to prison, he's had a bit of a faith conversion. And I think there's some more story to be told there. So I hope there's some sort of update to the Get Me Roger Stone story at some point. But welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's great to be back on my former radio home, AM 970. Love the station. And as for Roger, after following him for 5.5 years, I think I got myself.
I can tell you. Well, we'll leave that where it is. Hey, in 2014, you got a similar call to the one that Ron Kim got. What happened?
So I was editor-in-chief of the political magazine City and State at the time, and we were about to publish really one of the first stories exposing the Cuomo administration's meddling with the Moreland Commission on Public Corruption. And as your listeners might remember, because of the epidemic of corruption in Albany, Andrew Cuomo was kind of cornered into setting up a commission that was going to clean up, you know, the pigsty. And promptly, he started meddling in his own commission, even though he promised it would be independent. And one of the problems with the commission was that it started to look into his own office, which was off limits from his perspective. And so we were going to break this really significant story. And as soon as we called the governor's office for comment, we started to get a barrage of pushback. And the final call, which came from Melissa DeRosa, who is now the governor's right-hand secretary to the governor, came to me at 4:30 in the morning. They knew that our story was going to go live around 5. And she, just like with Ron Kim, she threatened to destroy my career. She threatened to kneecap our publication. And I have to say, like, I was genuinely intimidated because I knew well about the governor's track record of vindictiveness. I knew the disparate power that he had over me. And I knew that her threats bore the full weight of the governor's office. But, you know, in these situations, it's a gut check. And you have to think that my first responsibility is to the public as a journalist. And so we went ahead and we published that story.
What was the response following that? Did they, in fact, attempt to destroy you?
No. And I think that that's what they do. I think there may be more bark than bite there. And I also think it depends on how much power they actually have over you, whether, you know, it's a different story when you work in state government or you're a lobbyist or advocate who has direct business with the governor's office. I do think that they were a lot less willing to cooperate with us on stories moving forward. You know, I'm sure that we didn't get some interviews because of that. Nothing was ever explicitly said. But the reason I spoke out about this, Kevin, is not because he was a jerk to me and my family. And, you know, as my wife posts on Twitter yesterday, I mean, this was traumatizing for us. I mean, it really was. It's a moment that is like seared into my brain. But I spoke out about it because I had heard more and more that stories that have been critical of the governor's office have been killed because of the governor's intimidation. I knew that sources are reluctant to expose wrongdoing in the governor's office, and then even stories that do go forward get defanged. And so that's not okay. That hurts the public. And I was hoping that by speaking out, I would encourage some of my fellow journalists to tell their own Andrew Cuomo stories, because this is systemic and systematic on the part of the governor's office.
We're speaking to journalist and filmmaker Morgan Pekma, and it's rather remarkable that almost the exact same wording was used in that phone call from his assistant that he made with Assemblyman Kim directly, the "I will destroy you" phrase. And I'm curious, do you believe that the phenomenon is widespread? I've heard a phrase that's been thrown around, and I'm just curious your reaction to it. But says everyone has an Andrew Cuomo story. Does literally everyone?
I mean, you know, that's what I wrote in my Post article, because I mean, I think it's pretty close to true. And you know, this is I wrote in my article about how this is similar to the Me Too movement, in the sense that, like, when, you know, when the first things came out about Harvey Weinstein being such a monster, then it was like, oh, everybody knew about this, about Harvey Weinstein, what a scumbag he was. You know, every single time these revelations came out about somebody, everybody knew. Well, I mean, I didn't know about Harvey Weinstein. The public didn't know about him. It was inside the bubble. This has been inside the bubble about Andrew Cuomo, and it's important that the public be brought into understanding how the governor operates. And I want to say, like, I'm not coming at it from a partisan standpoint at all.
Nope.
I mean, you know, Kevin, that my movies have been highly critical of folks on the other side of the aisle. You know, I view myself as a person who is my responsibility as a journalist and as a filmmaker is to expose corruption wherever I find it.
Yeah.
And
let's take a break and come back, because I want to follow up. I want to follow up with you on that. But let's take this quick break and come right back. Morgan Pekma is my guest. The corruption of Andrew Cuomo on full display and the threats to contain it. We continue momentarily.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just imagine at 4:30 in the morning receiving a phone call from the right hand of the governor, and having to, because you're living in a little one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, kind of crouch yourself in your bathroom so you don't wake up your 5-year-old, to only hear on the other end of the line, do this or else we will destroy you. That is the actual true firsthand account of Morgan Pekma, journalist and filmmaker, as he was running City and State, the New York Politics magazine at the time in 2014. And so when Assemblyman Kim came forward and said, I got a call from the governor, and this is what he said, it seemed to ring true to the ears of Morgan Pekma, and maybe it rings true to other journalists, maybe other journalists who are listening even now. Maybe you've had an experience, and maybe now is the time to speak up. Morgan, thanks for sticking around for an extra segment. Let me ask you about the damage that you feel this may or may not have done over the last number of years, 7 years specifically, since your own experience. Do we have a completely defanged press in Albany? Are we getting any kind of truth out of the current operation of today's media? And how does that shape what we need to do now?
Well, I know firsthand that we have a lot of great reporters in Albany, and people who are doing their work. And I would say that we have to contrast the Albany media with the national media that has, we know about the myth-making that the national media engaged in around Andrew Cuomo and his COVID response, and, you know, that building him up to be somebody who, you know, people in the Albany press corps.
He won an Emmy. He won an Emmy for killing grandma. This is unbelievable stuff.
I mean, it's striking. I mean, how appalling is it that the governor wrote a book celebrating his COVID response and during the height of the COVID crisis when New York had the most deaths of any state? I mean, it's mind blowing. Yeah. But, you know, we do have great reporters in Albany, but there's an element of the governor that is Teflon. You know, I think he's had three really major scandals in his time. The first was the meddling in the Moreland Commission, which was what I wrote about. The second was the misuse of hundreds of millions of dollars in the Buffalo Billion. And now this is the third one about obfuscating his handling of the COVID response in a way that may have cost lives. And, you know, I think that this is, but the public, because particularly the national media has miseducated them, and because the governor is very astute at managing his image, that this hasn't stuck to him. And I have to say that, like, I'm not sure that this is going to stick to him either.
Well, you go so far as to say in the end of your article that he doesn't dispute any of it. In fact, he thinks it's a virtue and that ultimately it works, which is really the sad part. Morgan, we're out of time. I appreciate you telling us your story firsthand. If you want to read more, it's his own editorial is at foxnews.com in the opinion section titled Cuomo's Office Terrorized Me for Doing My Job as a Journalist. Morgan Peckman, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, the Big News Hour, coming next.